With so much coming at the markets right now, it might make sense to start searching out for some safe haven investments. For help with that pursuit, we have Ian Weinberg here, who is the CEO of Family Wealth and Pension Management. Ian, good to see you again here. So what is a good safe haven investment right now?
It depends on how you define safe haven. But if people are just looking to stash cash for the short term, step aside from things in terms of what's going on with all the turmoil in the market, it's probably because they're sitting on cash. I think the most important thing is to remember that eventually you're going to be an investor. Normal times will return, and it's smart to look at your overall allocations first before you just say, oh, you know, everything should be in cash. Everything needs to be in a safe haven. With that said, if you're going to allocate money to look to spread it out over time, instead of put every dollar into the market today, some safe havens are things like treasury ladders. You can buy short-term treasuries, and you can go treasury direct to do that. You don't need a broker to do it. Some advisors, we set up portfolios to do it where there's no cost, but you can go, if a smaller investor, you can go to the treasury department themselves. But six-month treasuries yield 60 basis points. One-year treasuries yield 1%. Two-year treasuries yield close to 1.6 today. You can build a monthly succession of treasuries that come due and roll them over as time goes by. And if you begin to start to average your money into, let's say, a stock portfolio or an allocated portfolio that has some stocks and some bonds, you're probably going to be averaging your money into the market over time in an intelligent way. You have a chart there of the 5-year, 10-year, and 30-year treasuries. I would stay away from those because interest rates seem to be getting hiked up, and we're going to have an inverted yield curve where the short-term rates could be as high or higher than long-term rates if the Fed keeps raising rates. That speaks well for the strategy of laddering maturities on things, in things like treasuries. You could even ladder CDs if your bank is paying anything. Most banks aren't paying nearly as much as treasuries will. Also, if it's a small investment, I-bonds are a great deal for the first 10,000 you invest because the rate is very, very high. They're guaranteed, and you're really not going to get anything that could compete with that. So,
how are you, Ian, thinking about something like gold right now in this environment? The traditional sort of haven, right? Does it still have that same appeal?
Well, gold is high, like the equity market has been high. And gold is very reactive to short-term movements in economies and geopolitical situations. So, yeah, there's a flight to gold today where people think maybe, you know, we could be on the precipice of a larger scale war. So I better get my hands on precious metals and commodities. Traditionally, I don't think we've ever allocated more than 5% of anybody's portfolio to gold or precious metals. And the reason is, over the long haul, if you compare a chart for the S&P and gold, the S&P runs circles, stocks run circles around the returns on gold. There's a glut of gold in the world. So it's not like it's that precious of a metal. People can find it, people can mine it. And it's the same thing with silver and some of these other metals. They've acted favorably recently and will do so every day with strife overseas and inflation scares. Ultimately, they're not great long-term investments.
Ian, so many investors we speak to are just continue to be fixated on what the Federal Reserve may or may not do in a couple weeks. Does the threat of higher interest rates keep you up at night?
So not with this Fed. I think they're serving two masters. They're serving the markets, and they're serving the Biden administration. So they're under pressure not to do too much too fast, for fear of overreacting and overheating even further the economy and throwing it into recession. So I think a lot of Fed watchers were relieved that the trouble overseas took the Fed to a place where they're only going to look to raise 25 basis points next time, you know, this month when they meet. And I think they've pretty much indicated that. I don't think they're going to throw a shock into the system. You know, with that said, they could raise 25 basis points, you know, for the next six meetings. And I don't think that'll be a big shock to the market. I think it's already being priced in. As I said, the yield curve is getting inverted. And I think that's in anticipation of what they're doing. So people should just keep in mind that short-term bonds today are going to be much safer than long-term bonds will be. And it's obvious because the yields on short-term bonds are almost the same as long-term bonds. So stay short, spread your maturities out. But think about your allocation. Are you going to put all your money in gold? Answer is no. You're going to put all your money in bonds? Usually the answer is no, especially not with yields low. And if you're worried about the Fed and you have money that you want to, you know, keep out of, let's say, some of this conversation, average it in over time in the shorter run. And then as yields go up down the road, you can increase your maturities on your bonds. But I would be adding to stocks if you haven't been allocated that way.
Sure.
I would absolutely be allocating here because if you average money in, eventually we're going to hit the right number. And you're going to have a pretty good cost basis when things ultimately reverse. Let's not forget, corporate earnings have been fantastic. Not good. Really good. And, you know, will this inflation kick it down? It might.
Well, I'll add one to your list before we go here. Stay strong because it's a very volatile environment. Let's leave it there. Ian Weinberg, CEO of Family Wealth and Pension Management. Appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you again soon.